We definitely wait for birthdays, or even an ice cream. Like, my daughter has to earn it. Yesterday, we promised her an ice cream, but then she behaved horribly, and I said, "Then I'm sorry, ice cream is for girls who behave. And that's not you today. Maybe tomorrow." Rachel Sherman, Uneasy Street, The Anxieties of Affluence. Part 1. 1. That night, when Mrs. Chamberlain called, Emira could only piece together the words, "Take Briar somewhere," and "pay you double." In a crowded apartment and across from someone screaming, "That's my song," Emira stood next to her girlfriends, Zara, Josepha, and Shawnee. It was a Saturday night in September, and there was a little over an hour left of Shawnee's 26th birthday. Emira turned the volume up on her phone and asked Mrs. Chamberlain to say it again. "Is there any way you can take Briar to the grocery store for a bit?" Mrs. Chamberlain said. "I'm so sorry to call. I know it's late." It was almost astonishing that Amira's daily babysitting job, a place of pricey onesies, colorful stacking toys, baby wipes, and section dinner plates, could interrupt her current nighttime state. Loud music, bodycon dresses, lip liner, and red Solo cups. But here was Mrs. Chamberlain at 10:51 p.m., waiting for Amira to say yes. Under the veil of two strong mixed drinks, the intersection of these spaces almost seemed funny. But what wasn't funny was Amira's current bank balance, a total of $79.16. After a night of $20 entrees, birthday shots, and collective gifts for the birthday girl, Emira Tucker could really use the cash. "Hang on," she said. She set her drink down on a low coffee table and stuck her middle finger into her other ear. "You want me to take Briar right now?" On the other side of the table, Shawnee placed her head on Josepha's shoulder and slurred, "Does this mean I'm old now? Is 26 old?" Josepha pushed her off and said, "Shawnee, don't start." Next to Emira, Zara untwisted her bra strap. She made a disgusted face in Amira's direction and mouthed, "Ew, is that your boss?" "Peter accidentally, we had an incident with a broken window and I just need to get Briar out of the house." Mrs. Chamberlain's voice was calm and strangely articulate, as if she were delivering a baby and saying, "Okay, Mom, it's time to push." "I'm so sorry to call you this late," she said. "I just don't want her to see the police." "Oh, wow. Okay, but Mrs. Chamberlain?" Emira sat down at the edge of a couch. Two girls started dancing on the other side of the armrest. The front door of Shawnee's apartment opened to Amira's left, and four guys came in yelling, "Hey!" "Jesus," Zara said. "All these niggas trying to stunt." "I don't exactly look like a babysitter right now," Emira warned. "I'm at a friend's birthday." "Oh, God, I'm so sorry. You should stay." "No, no, it's not like that," Emira said louder. "I can leave. I'm just letting you know that I'm in heels and I've, like, had a drink or two. Is that okay?" Baby Catherine, the youngest Chamberlain at 5 months old, wailed in the receiver. Mrs. Chamberlain said, "Peter, can you please take her?" And then, up close, "Emira, I don't care what you look like. I'll pay for your cab here and your cab home." Emira slipped her phone into the pouch of her crossbody bag, making sure all of her other belongings were present. When she stood and relayed the news of her early departure to her girlfriends, Josepha said, "You're leaving to babysit? Are you fucking kidding me?" "Guys, listen, no one needs to babysit me,"